how do you deal with medical need, the role of medical need identification and description is the SLP assessment and the SLP report. You identify medical need by conducting a comprehensive assessment, and you document medical need by preparing your report. The guidelines that I mentioned that exist for so many different funding programs expressly guide you through this process. What I offer to you here are some references from the Medicare guidance. RMRP stands for Regional Medical Review Policy, and they direct the speech-language pathologist to explain how the person's daily communication needs aren't being met. Again, showing the adverse effects on the individual. Show the impact on daily functional speaking needs. Again, show the effects. And they ask you to do it twice, which is why I repeated it here. I mean, they're focusing very clearly for you on this. Now, the RMRP outlines for you what you should do as a speech pathologist in conducting an assessment. It's not something you have to commit to memory, but it will be something as a practicing speech pathologist that you will have as part of you, right? Assessment will be one of your primary tasks. Treatment will be another. But to the extent that you're focusing specifically on a funding program's approach to assessment or funding program's approach to documentation, the RMRP for Medicare outlines the SLP assessment in a comprehensive fashion, and even though it's a document that was written for Medicare, it's useful for any funding program. So to the extent that you have any questions, particularly as young people you're beginning, here's a template to use. Follow it. Use it regardless whether it's Medicare. And in your report, you can say that you're using this because, again, you're showing that you're following an accepted protocol for the purposes of conducting your assessment. Now, where do you find it? It's provided for you at the RERC website. The whole idea of that website is to make easy for you to do your work.